The most wonderful time of the year is here at Agape Christmas Trees in Templeton.
Proudly serving the community for 18 years.
I'm Logan, and I'll greet you at the entrance.
And I'm Tyler. I'll help you out with your tree.
At Agape, we offer a delightful selection of 9 varieties of Christmas trees, ranging from 2 feet to an impressive 24 feet tall. Plus, you'll find tree stands, beautiful cedar garland, and fresh wreaths to complete your festive decor. Want a tree you can enjoy year after year? Check out our potted trees. We are dedicated to bringing you the freshest trees available with a fresh load delivered weekly.
Take a leisurely stroll through our 80 acres while sipping on hot chocolate by the fire. There's something for everyone here. Enjoy our free bounce house, hop on a tractor or horse and carriage ride. Fun for the whole family. Make Agape Christmas Trees a part of your family tradition.
Visit us at 625 Templeton Road in Templeton. We're open from the day after Thanksgiving until Christmas every day from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Visit agapechristmastrees.com.
Happy Holidays!
When a bank is owned by the community and invests in the community, it answers to a different call. It's personal. It's driven by your needs, not ours. Welcome to American Riviera Bank. Our customers know us for personal service, every day, every way.
You can bank on us.
Bank on us.
Bank on us!
American Riviera Bank. Bank on better.
American Riviera Bank, with branches in San Luis Obispo, San Maria, Paso Robles, and now Atascadero.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, December 10th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
County Department of Weights and Measures warns against skimmer devices this holiday season. New meeting time for Paso Robles City Council starting January. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and sunshine today, highs in the upper 60s. It's 27 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Idler's Home. More of what you want for your home since 1954. Idler's Home. The County Department of Agriculture and Weights and Measures has released 2 statements for customers this holiday season, warning against skimmer devices at the gas pump and overcharging during shopping. Skimmers are placed at gas pumps to scan credit and debit card numbers and PIN numbers and pass that information to off-site receivers. Weights and Measures inspectors routinely conduct sweeps during the holiday season to look for fraudulent devices and found none throughout the county during the 2024 Thanksgiving holiday. The department advises the public to look for tampered or broken security stickers, suspicious behavior, or to pay using cash to avoid skimmer devices. For holiday shopping, Weights and Measures urges shoppers to stay vigilant when it comes to pricing at the register. Retailers will often offer numerous discounts, but customers should be aware of overcharges. The potential for inadvertent overcharges is much higher during the holiday season due to the higher volume of sales and rapidly changing price discounts. Customers are advised to keep track of advertised prices and the price at the register, and to consult store clerks and cashiers if they notice an overcharge by law. Retailers must have accurate prices, with the Department of Weights and Measures regularly conducting price verification inspections at retail stores throughout the county. New meeting time for Paso Robles City Council starting January. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Need a home upgrade on a budget? We've got you covered at every price point. Don't miss our outlet and clearance section at all three locations. Stocked with appliances marked way down, up to 50% off select products, and special financing options like 0% down for 18 months on many items. Upgrading doesn't have to break the bank, and we have the deals to prove it. Idler's Home. It's how we save value. Shop idlershome.com or at any of our locations today.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. Beginning January 2025, the Passerville City Council's meeting start time will be adjusted. Meetings will now begin at 6 p.m. on the first and third Tuesdays of each month. Meetings can be attended in person, watched online, or listened to right here on KPRL. The city also announced that the two meetings in January will be combined into one meeting on Wednesday, January 15th. The Passerville's Main Street Association is collecting feedback regarding the Passerville City Council's decision to terminate the employee parking lots. The first reading of an ordinance to revert the parking lots back to free public parking was made in its prior meeting. The second reading will appear on the next agenda on December 17th. The City Council will give the public the opportunity to speak out against reverting the employee parking lot program. Main Street Association will present the feedback regarding the employee parking lot program submitted to them at the next City Council meeting. You can visit or contact the Passerville's Main Street Association office for more information. The 38th Annual Vine Street Victorian Christmas Showcase returns to Passerville's this Saturday, December 14th from 6 to 9 p.m. On Vine Street from 8th to 21st Streets, enjoy a festive environment of beautiful Victorian homes decorated with the Christmas spirit. See Santa and Mrs. Claus, the Snow King and Queen, and Ebenezer Scrooge. Also featured this year will be a snow play area, cider, hot chocolate, cookies, popcorn, strolling carolers, and performances by choirs and bands. This event is brought to you by the Passerville's Main Street Association and the Vine Street Neighbors and Businesses. The County Board of Supervisors will consider a 3.2% rate increase for solid waste in unincorporated areas in its meeting at 9 this morning. Affected areas include rural Santa Margarita, Creston, Templeton, Pozo, La Ponza, Park Hill, Guerrero, similar, and fringe areas of Atascadero. The hearing date for the rate increase is proposed to be February 4th, 2025. If this item is approved, a notice will be mailed out to all customers within the unincorporated areas and allow for written protests by the hearing date. If a majority file for valid written protests, the proposed rate increase will not be imposed. Atascadero City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. Following the consent agenda, presentations will be given to acknowledge outgoing Mayor Heather Moreno and Treasurer Jir Sabak. The winners of this year's City Council election in Atascadero, Mayor Charles Bourbeau and Councilmembers Mark Darris and Seth Peek, will also be sworn in. The Council will also hold a public hearing for the second reading of its Business Tourism Improvement District assessment, increasing from 2% to 2.5%. If there's more than a 50% protest to the increase, the Council cannot conduct a second reading to change the assessment rate. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. The County Behavioral Health Department announced that the launch of the Care Court in San Luis Obispo County. A release by the department says the Care Court is a program in response to the CARE Act passed by Governor Gavin Newsom in 2022, which seeks to help address the need for treatment programs focused on unhoused individuals who suffer from schizophrenia or other psychotic disorders. Under the CARE program, petitions are submitted for participants, where they are assigned a CARE court. The court will determine their eligibility and connect them to the county behavioral health for treatment, housing, and other supports in a plan that can last for up to 24 months. The release says the CARE court will continuously monitor the individual's care plan, hearing concerns from participants, petitioners, and agency partners throughout treatment. These courts are overseen by the San Luis Obispo Superior Court. You can go to the county's website for more information. In sports, for the NFL, the Bengals defeated the Cowboys yesterday. In the NBA, the Knicks defeat the Raptors 113-108. Tonight, the Mavericks will face Oklahoma City, and Orlando Magic will go against the Milwaukee Bucks. Local news was sponsored by Idler's Home. Go to idlershome.com for details. KPRL News Time is 6:14. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Firefighters in Los Angeles County battling a nearly 2,000-acre brush fire burning in the hills near Pepperdine University in Malibu. Michael Friel with Pepperdine says the campus is being protected.
LA County Fire Department engines are on campus. Their helicopters are using the water from our lake at Alumni Park to drop on the fire from above. So we really are grateful for LA County Fire.
University canceling classes and final exams today. No structures damaged, but some are threatened and there are mandatory evacuations in place. A red flag warning remains in effect for several communities in that region through tomorrow.
We're looking at gusty easterly winds and really low relative humidity in that 5 to 10% range.
Casey Oswant with the National Weather Service. The man suspected of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York City has ties to California. Luigi Mangione is said to have worked as a counselor at Stanford University, also for TrueCar, the used car app based out of Santa Monica. Jeff Scott, California News. California headline news. Today, a major Southern California water supplier will vote on whether to move forward with a project that would bring water from the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta to the local region. Metropolitan Water District of Southern California discussing approving the planning and pre-construction phase of the Delta Conveyance Project, which would see the water transported south through a tunnel system. This phase of the project would cost $141.6 million. The money would be distributed during the next 3 years. Full cost more than $20 billion. California News, I'm Jeff Scott.
You know that reaction that people have on TV when they get to the newly remodeled bathroom? That wow moment is key when it comes to loving your remodel. Hi, this is Brian Carroll from A1 Glass, where we pride ourselves on providing our customers and contractors with shower enclosures that wow and last. No matter your taste or budget, A1 Glass has all of the top-of-the-line shower enclosures. Plus, our showroom is filled with options, so you can see it for yourself. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Are you ready to elevate your golf game and experience the beauty of San Luis Obispo County? Introducing the 2025 SLO County Golf Cart. It's your ticket to an unforgettable golfing season. For just $125, enjoy unlimited access to not one, not two, but three incredible courses: Morro Bay, Chalk Mountain, and Dairy Creek. But there's more. When you buy your SLO County Golf Card, you receive a free round of golf at Morro Bay, one free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Dairy Creek, and even a free hour at Swing Time. You also celebrate your special day with a free round of golf on your birthday. Take advantage of the special rate of $15 for a round of golf through March 29th of next year. Ready to swing into action? Then purchase your 2025 SLO County Golf Card at any of the pro shops or online at slocountygolf.com.
Prices go up January 1st, 2025.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. As implementation of California's Sustainable Groundwater Management Act ramped up during the past couple of years, farmers who learned late about the far-reaching law have encountered additional challenges. In 2017, Madera County farmer Makan Singh borrowed money to purchase farmland and plant almond trees. Long-term investments he may be unable to recoup due to the law's restrictions on groundwater pumping. As groundwater management tightens under SGMA in the coming years, some groups are expanding their efforts to educate farmers about the law. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer, Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report on KPRL sponsored by Savage Spirits and Deli. CHP reports that highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny to partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 60s. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight will have increasing clouds overnight with lows right around 30. East-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow morning, then mostly sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Thursday and Friday. Cloudy skies on Saturday with a 40% chance of showers. Partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday next week. Low 60s starting Thursday, then continuing through Friday into the weekend and Monday, 62 a week from today. Currently, it is 28 degrees with some clouds in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
eBay shares are down 3%. Analysts at Jefferies are recommending investors sell eBay. They say sales trends have been slowing and eBay has been spending more on marketing and ads. Also, China has been contributing to eBay's growth. There's anticipation the recent slowdown there and tariffs from the incoming administration could impact eBay. Oracle shares are slumping. Its earnings came in slightly below forecasts, partly because it's been spending on data centers for artificial intelligence. Oracle shares have been up 80% this year. Designer Brands, parent company of the DSW shoe chain, says sales declined in the full quarter. It was impacted by warm fall weather, which put off winter footwear sales. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Success. It's discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management and investment banking firms in the industry. Stifel, it's where success meets success. Start your journey at stifel.com. That's STIFEL.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
This Friday from 5 to 9 p.m., Atascadero's Sunken Gardens and the entire downtown will be transformed into a magical winter wonderland with over 70 tons of snow, a massive snowslide, a snowpile area, Joe's little train, a bungee jump, and more. Santa and his elves will be there until 8, along with live music and dance performances, shop downtown merchants, and over 50 craft and food vendors. Winter Wonderland, this Friday from 5 to 9 p.m. Details at visitatascadero.com.
From routine maintenance to complex auto repairs, the team of skilled technicians at American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero got you covered. And guess what? They've been voted the best tire sales and service shop in the North County. Want to snag incredible deals and specials? Check out their website, AmericanWestTire.com, for exclusive offers and discounts you won't want to miss. Drive with confidence. Drive with American West Tire and Auto.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. We're ready to go, I think. 238-5775. KPRL. Sing along.
Well, the games people play now,
meaning what they say now, never saying what they mean. While they while away the hours in their ivory towers, till they're covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine. Whoa, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me
and the Morning Exchange. KPRL.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 2, but in the 12:30 to 1 o'clock, Barry will have on Rabbi Meir Gordon and rising anti-Semitism around the world, and also the end of the year campaign and plans for Pastor Robles here, the menorah lighting ceremony coming up at the end of the month as well, and then Alexandria Morris at California San Luis Obispo County Master Plan on Aging. Tips and indicators to watch for when your aged loved ones are visiting with you during the holiday, and other information as well. So, there you have it. Also, let's not forget that I do have another gift certificate for a Christmas wreath from Agape Christmas Trees in Templeton, open until Christmas Day, 9 to 9. So, it's just Kevin at KPRL.com for the Christmas wreath. So, right, a couple of things. City Council tonight with the parking, but also, here's something it's well-deserved if it does happen, and that will be the change of the name from to Norma's Alley. Now, that's on 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles, so they're going to be talking about that or voting on that tonight regarding the change in the name. It's not that easy, as most of you, if you've ever had to do a change of address, that encompasses quite a few things, so the businesses and so forth, and your websites and everything else. So the City Council will be talking about that tonight. Norma's Alley, the dedication took place recently with the fine display there, the arch by Dale Evers. That was a couple of years ago. But so they're going to be talking about that tonight at the City Council meeting as well, in addition to the parking for the employees. And I got this bit of information. Apparently, excuse me, there are 98 employee spaces to keep employees' vehicles out of the downtown customer spaces. All righty. Now, according to this, if the employee lots are reverted to free public parking, employees will be welcome to park in any of the downtown customer spaces. Well, we will see what happens tonight at the meeting and what...
The Paso City Council meeting isn't tonight. It's a Tascadero.
That's
next week.
Next week. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right. But the input is needed by this Friday. So, you know, we'll see. Maybe I don't know, because employees turn over quite a bit if they've perhaps learned their lesson and understand, or if the business owners will do what they can do to keep them from doing this. And just let's just stop with this issue. And just wake up, go to work, find a parking space, and go home. And shop downtown locally. That's it. All right. We've come across, or we've had conversations on this issue a little bit recently. And this has to do with e-bikes. E-bikes. And some of the, shall we say, situations that some of you have come across watching them. I've seen a couple of these people. And I don't know where they got the money for them, but I will say most of the people I've seen on e-bikes have fine, but there's a couple at this end of town who are idiots and apparently want to get run over because they're just irresponsible on the bike. Of course, I realize that it's hard riding an e-bike, smoking a cigarette without your shirt on and a bunch of tattoos all over your body. So that's this end of town, but that's not uncommon even before e-bikes. So... But more people will be able to enjoy e-bikes in California because starting December 18th, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, eligible Californians can sign up for a $2,000 voucher to purchase an e-bike. Now, this program is headed by the California Air Resources Board, and it's an effort to expand access to zero-emission transportation modes, especially in low-income areas most affected by air pollution. You see, air pollution, for example, let's just say that KPRL was a coal factory. here at 32nd and Oak. When that smoke comes out, it just stays at 32nd and Oak. It doesn't go anywhere else. That pollution just stays right in the area there. I bet you didn't know that. I certainly didn't know it until just now. Now, qualifying participants must be at least 18 years old. And so the funds can also be used to buy helmets, locks, baskets, mirrors, lights, and reflective clothing. So, once again, for the electric vehicles, the state had their incentives as well, well, with our money, and now this as well for the e-bikes. Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. Sound like you have a cold this morning.
No, I don't have a cold. I have, it's an allergy because I've been out on the property pulling and cutting weeds for the last couple of weeks, and I have another week to go.
I can relate to that to the max.
Yeah, because there's a certain kind that's out there this year that I don't know what it's called, but they're they're low level, and they are brutal on the allergy. So no, I'm fine. I'm fine. I know I sound like I can sing like Rod Stewart, but I'm fine.
Yes. Question for you in the audience. I got a letter here. Actually, it's a big brochure from the Groundwater Sustainability Agencies of Paso Robles Basin. They're having a meeting on, it's a town hall on the 16th. And this is the first I've heard of it. And if anyone can call in and shine some sunlight on it, I'd appreciate it.
No.
And I live just outside of town, so I'm under the Estrella area.
Okay, what is the meeting supposed to be for?
Five groundwater sustainability agencies are having an overseas meeting about these basins, and it's on the 16th of this month. And they just want everyone to come and talk about it, but I don't know what they're going to talk about. I just wonder if somebody had more information.
Well, hopefully somebody will. I'm guessing there could be at least one person who may have some knowledge about it, but we will.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
We'll see. All right, well, okay. Hopefully we'll get a response.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Kevin.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
238-5775, 238-KPRL. Well, there you go with that one. Yes, indeed. Norma's thing there, the parking, and, of course, the e-bikes. So you've got those couple of things, and then the meeting tonight in Atascadero to do the goodbyes, which I don't know. I'll leave that alone. Just done your job. Thank you. See you later. Let's just deal with the public. Okay. So back to California here. Now, coming up January 1st, there's usually a plethora of new laws that come in to being here in the state. How we can come up with that many laws every year, you know, sometimes it's, between 500 and 800 new laws every year. Well, fret not, ladies and gentlemen. California is leading the way by a large margin with the regulations by a state. Now, there was some analysis done, and it's not easy. But, for example, California is the most regulated state by the number of restrictions. Now, this number is 2 years old, but it just kind of gives you an indication. California, according to this, the total number of regulations on the books, 403,774,000. I already said the thousand. Okay, so over 400,000 regulations on the books in California. Now, we are the most regulated. Now, many of you can probably guess the second, and it's New York. Do you know that New York has under 300,000? So California has over 100,000 more regulations on the books than New York. By far, we are the most regulated state in the nation, and the impacts should be obvious to most people. But keep voting those people back in who keep wanting to regulate every single thing that you do. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin.
All right,
good
you
morning,
have,
Chris.
Do you have an answer?
Yeah, okay, so the brain trust known as the cooperative committee, all the different groundwater sustainability agencies decided to have this town hall to cover their public outreach. So it's supposed to cover the rates to fund the GSP, which is the groundwater plan implementation, their governance structure, their five-year periodic review evaluation, their program called multi-benefit irrigation land repurposing, which is trying to pay people to fallow their land, expanded groundwater monitoring network, which was a committee I was on, ag pumping estimation project, supplemental water project, and dry well reporting. So they got a grant for $7.6 million August of 2022. They have until April to have the money spent on specific items. All they've really done is hire consultants and done pet projects for the different two groups, the San Juan District. Just to give you an example, they gave Paso Robles $3.5 million to put a pipe from the sewer plant under the river to the other side. And I know Chris and other reported on time when the road was closed there, River Road or whatever. And that was for the future project of this thing they call blended water, where they were going to mix their wastewater with Nacimiento water. But they could never yet have come up with a price for what the wastewater is going to cost or what the Nacimiento water is going to cost that they're going to blend with together. They don't have the pond. They don't have the infrastructure. The pond, the infrastructure, the pumps, all that stuff is about $85 million for 10 to 36 people to hook up to. It ain't going to happen. It's a joke.
Greg, our meetings like this, are they required legally for this agency to do so? And the other part of it is it just window dressing? They're already going to do what they want to do. They don't care about the public input.
Yeah, they have to. They always have to do what they call outreach. So they have a certain part of their estimated money spent to claim that they contacted individuals. Like this first one, the rates for GSP implementation. Okay, and I know some of these numbers people got it, but you got to think they're big numbers, like what we talk about. The part of the basin, or the basin that is over the Paso, is 436,000 acres. 8% of that, 40-something thousand acres, is irrigated ag, and then another small portion is the city of Paso, and I guess you could add the CSD of San Miguel and the little CSA of Shannon.
Shannon.
They're 8%, 8 to 9% of the land mass, using 97% of the water. The people that live that they're asking to come to do this outreach are 3% of the problem, but they want to figure out a way to charge you to pay for their problem, because they want to figure out a way to move, transfer, exchange, and manipulate water. This is why at one time here in the back, when Bruce Gibson took over, he wanted to do this equity plan where he doesn't want equality. None of them want equality on the use of water, which is what the law says. You get a correlated right, an equal right to the beneficial use, an equal amount. If you own 10 acres, you get the same amount per acre as a guy that owns 1,000 acres. Everybody gets the same amount. But these guys want to use it all. And it's not for growing grapes. It's for the monetary value of what the water will be worth later. What good is dry well reporting if you're not going to fix the wells? We gave them all the addresses of all the replacement wells since 2014 to the present. Addresses, the people who did it, everything. You know, average well to replace is $60,000 to $80,000. But you know, they have these things. They spent $300,000 to do another study on maybe using state water. We have six studies that talk about the same exact thing. So why spend $300,000 on that? I would like it if people went to this and just asked some questions and say, hey, you know, we already voted on having a fake water district back in 2016. And we voted on taxing ourselves when we already pay the county for management. These people want to be in charge, and they're a very small portion of the area. But they figure since they have connections to John Laird and different officials at the state capitol, and they became groundwater sustainability agencies, even though they're not legal water districts, that they should somehow be in control of stuff.
Well, here's another thing, and we have seen this increasing over time, not with just this agency in particular, Greg, but for many of our, boards, councils, you name it, is a lot of these, they don't meet this time of the year because of the holiday. Over the years, some city councils, some school boards, some supervisor, we're not going to have it because this is the holidays and, we're not going to do it. I find it interesting that they're doing it as they're heading right into the start of the big rush towards Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. A week before Christmas on a Monday. So they're going to have a groundwater sustainability agency meeting at 2 o'clock that same day till 4 o'clock, and then this thing starts at the Culinary Arts Academy at 5:30 to 8:30. They're gonna do a presentation at 6, and then they have breakout discussion on topics. I guess they're gonna have some of their consultants there. These are the same consultants that have been working on the basin since 2000.
Mm-hmm.
So you got the same guys, maybe with some different employees. I'm always laughing. I go, you have six reports that were studies that were done on our basin, and they show more water than what they call the model that they wanted to use, because if they use the model, they can claim they have a problem. If you can claim you have a problem, then because you don't know how to manage anything, you get grant money. So here we are back to just follow the money, follow the people, and it's amazing. Bruce Gibson got $52,000 from a bunch of these guys and these other groups for his reelection campaign. Then he took out Debbie and John, and he put himself as the chairperson with the agency leader, who's actually just a county employee, should not be an alternate, as his second, so that he had his own token voice, that the guy can't do anything because every one of these boards has to take the information back to their individual board to vote on it. San Miguel's giving them back. They never really got it in hand, but for San Miguel to get the $1 million for their little project for blended water, they were going to have to spend $800,000. And they have to build a new facility first, which costs $40 million, before they would be able to use that pipe, and they don't even have a contract on who would buy the water, and it would only be during the hot months, so the rest of the year they wouldn't be moving it anyway. So you're going to spend over $1.5 million to build a pipeline to nowhere with no contract, and their board said, no, we're not doing this. So they wasted $7.6 million, in my view, instead of doing the low-hanging fruit of, hey, Paso, you haven't used your Nacimiento water to full capability for over 10 years. You've wasted it. Wasted over 5,000 acre feet over 10 years. That's 50,000 acre feet of water that could have been put to use, but it went to Monterey. And the county could have used 100 acre feet every year of state water out of the $1 million turnout they built in Chandon. So that turnout, for that 100 acre feet, I look at it this way. You would have not pumped 100 acre feet out of the basin. So that's a savings. You would have used 100 acre feet of imported water from the state, which is good. You have it.
Mm-hmm.
You would have then ran that water through those homes. It would have went through their septic systems, and it would have recharged 100 acre feet into the ground, yeah. Theoretically. Obviously, you're going to lose a little. Yeah. But that's a 200 acre foot plus savings, but they didn't do it because that state water costs more than pumping from the ground. Same thing with the city of Paso. It's cheaper to pump or use the river or use something else than it is to clean that Nacimiento water. So they want to sell it to somebody else. I'm pretty sure the people in Paso Robles had to vote for that pipeline that always keeps breaking, that they didn't vote for it to be blended with their wastewater and used for other things.
If I remember, there was no vote of the people on that.
I think they tried a couple times, but then they went ahead, and I don't know if it passed or not because it wasn't.
I remember the discussion, and unless I'm 100% wrong, that the discussion after the city council voted in favor of it was, well, wait a minute here. We elect the city council to make decisions for us as citizens. However, should there be a limit on what they can approve based on the money of a particular project? And that was, obviously it went nowhere, but that was a discussion at the time because they did vote in favor of it, not the citizens.
Yeah, because Frank Meacham was the mayor at the time. So this was started in 2008. I don't know when the vote was. And it was completed in 2011. And then right after they turned it on, it was shut down for 8 months because of the first repair, and it's had at least five other repairs since then. So I don't know the total time it's actually been open and actually been closed.
Yep, and I don't remember the total cost either.
$200 million.
Oh, okay.
45 mile pipe for $200 million. They could have bought half of the Nacimiento Dam 60 years earlier. For $3.5 million.
Well, that's just an extra couple of pizzas a month, Greg. That's no big deal. So I don't know why we're sweating over it. So,
One more good thing you're going to like. So today at the Board of Supervisors, Bruce Gibson, acting in his role that he's over with now as that CSAC, at the head of CSAC, which is one supervisor from all the 58 counties. That was only a 1 year thing that he got to be the head dude. In the consent, he's giving a he wants to give a presentation award to Elena Cano and Shirley Weber of the state for running such a great election.
Let the circus begin. On another sarcastic note. On Debbie's last meeting, I really can't wait to see what Brucey's going to have to say or if he says anything and what Debbie's reaction is going to be.
It's under my, since she's the chairperson, she can't put anything on the agenda as a goodbye. I don't know if they're going to say nothing. I was telling somebody the other day, I'm like, and there's going to be a goodbye party.
Yeah, the Republican headquarters. Well, I know Debbie won't do this because she's a lady and she's mature, but unlike me, I would like her to just flip Bruce off.
I was going to get up there public comment and say, you know, she's one of the only people sitting up there that hasn't brought shame to the office.
Well, I wish she would let loose, but she wouldn't. All right, we got to let you loose, Greg. We're out of time.
Thank you. This is Jack signing off.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. J.A. Signing off. Got to go.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. Following the consent agenda, presentations will be given to acknowledge outgoing Mayor Heather Moreno and Treasurer Jir Sabak. The winners of this year's city council election in Atascadero, Mayor Charles Borbeau and Councilmembers Mark Darris and Seth Peek, will also be sworn in. Paso Robles Main Street Association is collecting feedback regarding the Paso Robles City Council's decision to terminate the employee parking lot program. The second reading for this decision will be given on December 17th during the regular city council meeting.
Main Street Association will be presenting feedback sent to them regarding the parking lot program at the City Council meeting. You can visit or contact the Passerville's Main Street Association office for more information. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and sunshine mixed in today, highs in the upper 60s, it's 27 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. New York prosecutors filing a murder charge against the man arrested in Altoona, Pennsylvania yesterday in the shooting death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
Officials tell us that Luigi Mangione hasn't made any statements thus far since his arrest at a Pennsylvania McDonald's. It's also unclear if he has asked for a lawyer. Credit is being showered on a McDonald's employee and a customer who contacted police to lead to the arrest.
Fox's Kevin Core. Chaos. Arresting in New York City yesterday outside the courthouse after a jury acquitted Daniel Penny of the subway chokehold death of homeless man Jordan Neely. Verdict coming after more than 24 hours of jury deliberations and after a manslaughter charge was dropped. America's listening to Fox News.
Do you need the perfect gift this year? You deserve a jacuzzi. This can be the best gift you ever give. Every time you step into your jacuzzi, you'll be reminded of your great gift of massage, relaxation, and rejuvenation that'll last for years to come. Slow Spas on Broad Street in San Luis Obispo, serving the Central Coast since 1983. Best prices on jacuzzi swim spas, regular spas, and infrared saunas. Call today for an estimate or visit Slow Spas on Broad Street across from Staples in San Luis Obispo, 805-544-3565.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like Grandma's cooking. Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
8 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Monday Night Football, the Bengals got by the Cowboys 27-20. The close game turning just after the two-minute warning. Dallas blocked a Cincinnati punt, but botched the recovery. That gave the Bengals one last chance, and Joe Burrow hit Ja'Marr Chase for a 40-yard touchdown.
That was crazy. I don't know. You know, we could have used that luck all year, but it was nice to get one tonight.
Burrow passed for 369 yards and three touchdowns in all. Two of them went to Chase. Week 15 kicks off Thursday night with an NFC West clash between the Rams and the 49ers. College football, Heisman Trophy finalists announced last night. Two of them are in the college football playoff. Dylan Gabriel, who quarterbacks number one Oregon, and running back Austin Jeanty of three-seed Boise State, who's just 131 yards behind Barry Sanders' single-season rushing record. Also on their way to New York for Saturday night ceremony, Colorado two-way star Travis Hunter and Miami quarterback Cam Ward. NHL, the Red Wings rally past the Sabres 6-5 in a shootout to snap a five-game losing streak. Blackhawks snap a five-game skid as they nip the Rangers 2-1 and the Canadiens down the Ducks 3-2 in a shootout. Just one game in the NBA last night, the Knicks repelled the Raptors 113-108. Karl-Anthony Towns led the way with 24 points and 15 rebounds. Tennessee is the new number one in college basketball after a topsy-turvy week for the top 10. The Volunteers are one of just three unbeaten teams in the top 25 this week. Auburn holds on to second despite taking its first loss, and Iowa State zoomed up to third in both the writers and coaches surveys. Two losses by Kansas dropped last week's number one Jayhawks team down to 10th. That's Tuesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance in Templeton. Clouds early, then sunshine, upper 60s. Couple of clouds tonight, overnight lows right around 40. Little clouds and sunshine, upper 60s Wednesday. Maybe some AM showers on Thursday. Right now, that's about a 40%. Then with highs right around 60, low 60s, partly cloudy Friday. Maybe some AM showers about 45% on Saturday, 60. Partly cloudy Sunday, low 60s. Monday, low 60s. And the same a week from today. Today's UV index will be 2, up and down, 7:03 a.m.,
4:51 p.m. It is 27. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance, 105 South Main Street in Templeton.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters at their location there in the Oaks Plaza near the Guesthouse Grill at Tascadero. Checking in to see what varmints may be out there on the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound. Well, let's see here. All right, Chris, are you ready?
I'm ready.
We should probably put a timer on, but I didn't think about that until I started yapping. Okay, a body part again. A minor caution against doing something rather than an acute punishment.
That's a mouthful.
Yes, it is.
Could you repeat it?
I'll try. A minor caution against doing something rather than an acute punishment. What would that be called?
I'm having a hard time wrapping around what that could be, honestly. So, lay it on me. Let's hear it.
I was going to give you a hint, but...
What good are those to me?
All right. The answer is a slap on the wrist.
Oh, okay.
All right, there. So, okay, so you're batting 500 this week, but it's early. Okay. Well, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. The world-famous pet alert. Brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters. Everything you need to put something under someone's tree, so check them out. All right, moving along here as we're up against the clock. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and, of course, the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, this is spinoffs. This is the most successful and popular spinoff in television history, or what is the most popular and most successful spinoff in television history. Anybody have an ID right here? Of course, we're talking TV in the United States of America. All right. The most successful and popular spinoff in television history in the United States of America. To the phone line we go. Hi, good morning.
Laverne and Shirley.
No, not Laverne and Shirley. Thank goodness for that. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Frasier.
No, but that's on the top 15 list there. Not Frasier. It's a pretty good guess. Let's see here. Where did Frasier came in at number two. Frasier came in at number two. And Laverne and Shirley, I think, Laverne and Shirley came in at number five. Laverne and Shirley was a spinoff from Happy Days. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, NCIS.
No, not NCIS. It is number, I forget where it is, but it's on the list. Thanks.
Well, that's good.
Okay. I don't know what I'm doing here. Hi, good morning.
Apollo 11.
I didn't even know that was a television show, Apollo 11. Or if that a joke, I don't know. I may be missing it. All right. Looks like we're not gonna make it here. So I will let you know after Chris is done with his little ditty thing here, right here on the Morning Exchange.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. Due to the increased amount of sales and rapidly changing discounts this holiday season, the County Department of Agriculture and Weights and Measures encourages shoppers to be aware of overcharges. By law, retailers must have accurate prices, and customers are advised to keep track of prices at the register and consult store cashiers or clerks if they notice an overcharge. Beginning January 2025, the Paso Robles City Council's meeting starting time will be adjusted. Meetings will now begin at 6 p.m. on the first and third Tuesday of each month. The city also announced they'll combine two January meetings into one on Wednesday, January 15th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and sunshine today, highs in the upper 60s, it's 26 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Coming in at number one, it's still on the air from the Tracy Ullman show. That would be The Simpsons. Now, this is 10 going backwards from the Danny Thomas Show, the Andy Griffith Show, CSI, Law & Order, Better Call Saul, Star Trek, The Next Generation, Laverne and Shirley, Lou Grant, The Jeffersons, and Frasier. All right, this hour brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.